The director of Amnesty International Ghana, Lawrence Amesu, says international protection of human rights is in danger of violations under short-term national self-interest and severe security crackdowns. There is also wholesale assault on basic freedoms and rights. Speaking at the official launch of the 2015-2016 annual reports of Amnesty International Ghana in Accra, Mr. Amesu called on governments to politically support and fully fund systems that exist to uphold international law to protect people's rights. Frida Tanyo has filed this report.
Amnesty International's 2015-2016 report painted a picture of violations of economic, social, political and civil rights of individuals in 2015 in many countries. The director of Amnesty International Ghana, Lawrence Amesu, said many governments openly broke international law in their dealings with the human rights of citizens.
More than 98 states tortured or otherwise ill-treated people, and 30 or more illegally forced in at least 18 countries where war crimes or other violations of the laws of war were committed by government or armed groups.
He said Amnesty International is also warning of a worrying trend among governments who increasingly target and attack activists, lawyers and others who work to defend human rights. Reacting to the report of inhumane treatment meted to some demonstrators and other cases by the police, the Director General of Police Intelligence Unit and Professional Standards, DCOP Ampa Benin, said it is true that there are excesses in some police actions, but people need to abide by the confines of the law. He said the police have been serving internationally and has received much commendation in its work.